Perek Yud Beis Iftah Zayin, speaking about opening pekakim, opening caps from bottles on Shabbos. Pekak asoy Iftah Zayin, pekak also kamin keta, a cap from a bottle which is made like a crown. A motzoy kayom agave bakpuke bira, to put it on beer, you have some sort of a cap, which is like a crown. You've got no problem opening on Shabbos. You're not making anything which is a kli. It's already what is made is made. You're only opening in order to get to the drink. There's no problem altogether. You know, Zayin, pekak mat teches, if you've got a metal cap, also you've got open Shabbos, petichos nefredes menu taba'at, shoyishum mechoberes boi, also l'peizchei b'Shabbos, m'shum isa makava patish. If you've got a metal cap on the bottle. Now, before you open it, it's considered one part with the bottom part which comes at the end into a habat, which comes at the end in a ring. And before you separate it, it's considered one item. Now, so when you separate it, you're making the cap, because before the cap is considered one item with the habat, with the ring at the bottom, and when you open it, you make the cap. Is a problem from Makkah Patish. Even Shlomo Zalman says a problem from Makkah Patish. There are people who think Shlomo Zalman allows you to open a cap. It's not true. Shlomo Zalman doesn't allow you to open a metal one. Then Hashem will see in a plastic one, maybe he allows. But in a metal one, he does not allow, is a problem from Makkah Patish. V'in oid le'el peg is alef it mem dalet, shivam is tas peitkiz ma'aninu, and yesh bepsich tapkat mushum it's a machatech. There is a machloikas if there's a problem from machatech. Shlomo Zalman says no problem from machatech because the opening is the easiest way to get into it. According to Rabbi Yash, there's a problem from machatech. In Tav, a potach is a pekat be'isa. If you made a mistake and you opened the cap with an isa on Shabbos, Einish tamash boi b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the cap on Shabbos. Achamay mutar b'shtia, the mayim yelah, a yayin mutar b'shtia. You're allowed to use the yayin, what's the contents you're allowed to use, but you're not allowed to use the cap because the cap, you've done a ma'isa Shabbos on it. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. But you're allowed to use the wine or any juice which is inside the bottle. You've got no problem from mukta because you'll see by the Shem there's ways to open it. You're allowed to go and open it by making a hole in the cap before you open it. Even if afterwards you open it after you made the hole, if you've got a cap which has got a hole in, it's not usable. You don't use it in such a way. ORC in the footnotes. What do you say? If one first makes a hole in the cap, then there's no problem altogether to go and open it. That's what he says. He says on the top, there's no problem to open it afterwards, after you made a hole inside it, because you made it unusable. So when you open it, you're not making a kli because it's unusable kli. And he does say in footnote that it's not so straightforward that you can make a hole in it. Shlomo Zalman wasn't too happy about it because maybe it is considered you are demolishing a kli by making a hole. But there's other studying to say that's not considered demolishing a kli because maybe it's not considered a kli altogether before you open it. Okay, so there's what to talk about. But everybody agrees, if you make a hole inside it and you go and take out the juice from the hole itself without opening the lid, without opening the cap, is not a problem. So that is the best way. To make a hole and to pour out the juice from the hole is the best way. Besides that, you've got a problem according to Rabbi Yashiv. If you open it, you'll have a problem from a chatech, like we saw before. So, is there any way it would be a problem if you open the cap and you come a ring from it? But without that problem, he wasn't so straightforward. You're allowed to open the cap after you make a hole inside it, or to make a hole in the way to open it. But if you make a hole in order to go and take out the juice from it, everybody agrees, you've got no problem from doing it on Shabbos.